This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, we'll be talking with Brittany Nelson, Senior Risk Management Representative at Nationwide, about how to stay safe when operating an all-terrain vehicle on the farm. Brittany, operating an ATV or side-by-side comes with risks. What should farmers keep in mind with this type of equipment?
Thank you, Mike. ATVs do come with some significant risks. I have been around ATVs my whole life. I am a farm girl from Northwest Iowa and now a risk management consultant with Nationwide Agribusiness for the past 12 years. And something I think that's really important to remember, something that we don't think about as farmers, as people that have been around it our whole lives, is that ATVs cause 700 deaths a year and over 100,000 injuries a year. So I get a lot of, we know how to operate them. That won't happen to me. But death and injuries do happen with ATVs, and we need to be diligent and focused on operating them safely.
Now, farmers do use ATVs both on the farm and off the farm, and I'm curious, how can they keep themselves and others safe in both situations?
That's a great question. You have to use them differently for both operations, and there's different risks that come with both. So on the farm use, farmers should be aware of what the equipment is designed for. Many accidents happen when we have too many people on a piece of equipment. Manufacturers don't plan on people exceeding the person amount or the weight limit of these vehicles, and it can severely impact how that vehicle operates. With ATVs specifically, passengers can inhibit the driver's ability to shift, and so that can cause them to roll over. When operating ATVs and UTVs off of the farm, maybe on a public highway or even on a gravel road, they need to know how quickly that a non-slow moving vehicle, so a regular truck or a semi, how quickly that can come up on them. A vehicle moving maybe 55 miles an hour or more, they will come up to that vehicle in 5 seconds. So 5 seconds may seem like a lot, but when you're in that situation, it's going to come very fast. So they need to realize that even though they think they have that time, they may not have that time. Also, ATVs were actually specifically designed not for pavement, for maybe dirt, for gravel, for the all-terrain type. And so when they're on pavement, they're no longer as stable. And so they can flip very quickly. UTVs are similar, but they have a little bit more stability, but they were still not meant to be on pavement. The other thing here is there's many safety features, as we know, on these vehicles. And as farmers, they may or may not think about those as being as important, but they're so important. And it may seem obvious, but these features could save a life.
How do age or skill level change your recommendations for safe driving?
I think it impacts it hugely, especially on the farm. We're going to have youth on these, and 90% of ATV related injuries involve children with the lack of development or skills needed to operate these ATVs. It's actually children under the age of 16 are supposed to be using youth models. These models are specifically designed towards their body size and so you can reduce the speed for their development age. ATVs and UTVs are also, as we said before, designed for the off-road terrain. This type of terrain can have holes, ruts, wires, fences. We need to teach people how to move around those obstacles. Young kids, maybe new employees that have never operated to this type of equipment on that type of terrain, they're not going to know how to operate around these. With all of this, the most important is how you train them. And you can't just put them on. You can't just think, hey, they've driven a vehicle before, they can drive this. It is a whole different situation. ATVs and UTVs can be much larger with a lot of power that new users may not be equipped to handle. I highly recommend safety courses for children and new operators, as well as using the protective equipment like helmet for kids. Yes, they are on a piece of equipment you wouldn't think needs that, but it's just like a bike. If they hit that, they're going to go over and they need to be protected.
Brittany, why is ATV safety important to Nationwide?
So Nationwide is dedicated to farmer safety. That is what we are built on. We were created by farmers, and Nationwide is, especially Nationwide Ag, we're focused on keeping that legacy alive. My department specifically, we're out there with the farmers every single day. As I said, I'm a farm kid. I go out to these customers every day. These customers are my neighbors. These customers are people that, you know, they could be somebody that I've seen, you know, driving down the road. And my customers are my favorite people in the world. And anything that I can do to keep them safe and pass on their legacy to the next generation, that's why I do my job. That's what Nationwide is focused on. We want to be able to protect our customers and keep growing with our customers.
That's Brittany Nelson, Senior Risk Management Representative at Nationwide. Brittany, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And folks, thank you for joining us here around the table. To learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership, visit cooperativeownership.com.